Well, everybody, welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. And I'm having a great time. Can't believe it's 2024, over 8,000 interviews, 8 years. And I still get excited and pumped when I meet entrepreneurs and people who are doing the creative craft of entrepreneurship. And I'm proud to introduce our next guest, Julian Fialco, co-founder and managing partner, 186 Ventures. Sorry for that little stumble up front. But welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Great. Why don't you tell us a little bit about 186 Ventures?
Great. So first of all, thanks for having me. I guess 186 Ventures, we are a early stage pre-seed and seed focus venture capital firm based between, here Boston and New York. And we like to back founders, truly innovating at that 0 to 1 phase. And so we bring an operational know-how based off our backgrounds, but also, leverage certain nodes in our networks to really help the companies in our portfolio grow and build and really get from that 0 to 1 phase. We truly look at, being a part of the ecosystem and feel lucky that we have the opportunity to back and work with some incredible operators and founders.
Well, you gave us a good headline. I know there's a lot more details to that because there's a lot of history behind what you've done. I don't know if you want to explain a little bit about why this is important to our ecosystem and, what kind of companies you have been associated with in the past to give a sense to our listeners.
I think that there's a need for what we're doing. There's definitely tons of other venture capital firms, much more storied and successful in their own right. And given we're still very early in the infancy lifespan of 186, we just try to bring just a different type of product and solution to when it comes to being, hands-on partners with the portfolio companies we get the opportunity or the lucky opportunity to work with and support. And so, based off of what has been in the market and where we saw a potential opportunity for us, especially here in the Northeast, to bring just founder friendly, being extremely diligent and working extremely hard for our companies. And it just allows us to, one, add value outside the capital, but two, just be great partners to folks in the ecosystem as they're looking to, make the jump to start a business or looking to start something for their second or third go at it. And we just feel that we're very lucky to be in this position. And we look forward to continuing to build up, one, our portfolio of companies we work with, but two, just the overall brand of 186 as being friends and partners to early stage companies.
Well, I'm a big fan of people who come by entrepreneurship almost by generation to generation. It's almost like a family business, even though it's not. My family have been entrepreneurs for probably 500 years. It's kind of interesting, and it's just in my family DNA. It's also in your family DNA, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Can you tell us a little more? As
Yeah,
I
so
said, I
I
know you. I used to sit right next door to your grandfather, coincidentally. I told you that earlier. I don't hope
yeah.
you don't be saying that. He was quite an
No.
interesting fellow and quite an entrepreneur in his own right for an attorney.
No. So Jay Fialco, my grandfather, like you alluded to, he was entrepreneur in his own right, like you said, more on the attorney and legal side. And then my father was very entrepreneurial himself. Started several businesses with his partner, Joel Cutler. And then back in late, 1999, he founded with Joel General Catalyst, which has grown to be a large multi-stage venture capital firm with north of 25 billion under management and assets. And it's been truly incredible, one, to witness that journey from an early age to what it's become today, but also learn through osmosis a lot of what to do with standing up a firm and how to act as a partner and just be an overall contributor to the ecosystem and to the community, not just on the business side, but also philanthropic side as well. And feel very lucky that I had a firsthand look at that. And my dad's an unbelievable mentor and friend. And we necessarily don't work together. However, we do work very closely in the same industry where him at a much different scale. We look up to what General Cows has been able to build and hopefully incorporate some of those lessons and learnings with what we're doing here at 186.
Did you always want to be in this business? I have an entrepreneur I work with who wrote a composition when they were 7 years old for school that they knew they wanted to be in a similar business to their father, and that was always their ambition. My brother picked his profession when he was 7 years old after finding a movie. Did you always know, or was this something that came later on?
I'd always seen how being a venture capitalist is an unbelievable job. You're always, you're working with the next generation of innovators and disruptors, and truly, hoping you can add value, obviously on the capital side, but supporting them with everything else that needs to happen on the operational side, and just truly being a partner and a champion for them. For me, I definitely kind of like luckily fell backwards into this. I met my now partner Giuseppe back in 2018. I was working at a company called DraftKings. Giuseppe started a company called FAM. DraftKings acquired his business. We met throughout that acquisition process, and then post-acquisition worked very, very closely together internally at DraftKings. And through that job of working together, underwriting a lot of businesses, we realized that one, we just had an affinity for underwriting and really truly dissecting different types of opportunities. But two, just really loved the early stage nature of getting involved with businesses. And the last part is we just also found that we just had a very good relationship as friends, but also different skill sets and different types of perspectives that matched together kind of gave us that unique ability to add value and also underwrite opportunities in a pretty efficient way. So we decided to pretty quickly after becoming friends, we pooled our capital into a vehicle called 186 Ventures. It was just our own money, so it was an angel fund. And over 2.5 year span, we made over 31 angel investments together, built up a track record, worked all the kinks of working with each other, and how we're going to bring our unique backgrounds and unique skills to collaborate in that 1 + 1 = 3 type opportunity. And in 2021, decided to institutionalize that fund. So we decided to raise our first fund. We went out to market and we raised it and closed it back in 2021. And since then, have been investing out of that vehicle to date.
Interesting. Now, Boston is a funding mecca. It's one of our the driving forces of the Massachusetts economy. Do you see the industry changing a lot in the next 3 years, 5 years, with AI, with technology, just with financing?
Yeah, I think it's, I would say there's the caveat of, it's an incredibly hard time to start a business right now. I think the capital markets are, there's the micro and macro, some things you can control, some things you can't. But I think that there's also the vein of there's no better time to build a business than today. I think with, to your point, with AI, business can be run just that much more efficient. Teams that might have needed, 4 to 6 engineers now might only need 1 to 2. And, there's just other opportunities based off certain advancements in technologies to just build businesses quicker than ever before, from computing power to just the overall speed for a lot of these large language models and things that, can integrate into platforms to make them just run that much more efficiently. It's just exciting to see. And I just think that overall, businesses now are going to be, or at least founders are going to think about things in a lot more of a capital efficient way, truly optimizing, the amount of money that they need to start a business, going out to raise when they actually need the capital, not going to raise because, money's being thrown at them. I think in the ZIRP era, there's a lot of companies that got, bloated with, very, very high valuations that maybe not saying in a bad way, but if they're doing a low amount of revenue, there's no reason for someone to come in and, mark their business at, a few hundred million, if not $1 billion, when they really haven't proven anything yet. Even if it might have been a really smart team coming out of an incumbent or a really strong organization, I still think people want to see the true fundamentals and the core, strong unit economics in businesses. That way that, founders and executives don't spend at all cost and try to grow at all cost, that they spend their dollars wisely and are very efficient with the runway. So I think you're going to get a new generation of very efficient founders who run businesses in a different type of way than they have in the past few years.
I'm a big fan for more efficient founders. That's usually where they were historically not efficient.
Yes.
Time's always short on this show, and I hope you come back again, maybe talk about some cases, the types of companies you're looking for. It really fits our portfolio for Radio Entrepreneurs. If someone's looking for you and 186 Ventures, how would they find you?
Pretty easy. My email is, Julian at 186ventures.com. Feel free to shoot me a note. You can also find me on LinkedIn. I'm pretty active there. And then I guess to answer your question, which I didn't answer before, around 186 Ventures, we're, investing across software and infrastructure. So we take more of an agnostic approach when it comes to types of businesses. So we're really kind of open to meeting just the next generation of great founders and operators. So if you're building something and looking to make the jump, feel free to reach out.
That's great. I want to thank you for being on the show today and remind everybody that we will continue to have stories of entrepreneurship on Radio Entrepreneurs.